are listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Friday the 7th of June. Hi everyone, it's Mick here and welcome to Friday's podcast. Yes, it's Friday. The weekend beckons and the working week is nearly finished for some. That is, unless you work weekend shifts or unless you have small children. And as I've said many times, unfortunately, the working week is never behind you when you've got small children. If you do have small children, let me encourage you today that you are doing a great job. And one day, probably when they're about 30, your children will look back and so appreciate it. You know, seriously, the nurture of children is such a godly calling, no matter what age they are. But a quick hello at this point to our five grandchildren. Brownie points for me here. Josiah, Annabel, Abigail, Nathaniel and Ivy. Lots of love from Granny and Grandad. All this week, we've been considering conversations Jesus had with those around him, looking at the truths expressed and reflecting on how we can put these simple life truths into practice. Next week is my colleague Alan. He will take the baton up in John's Gospel. But today's reading is John 6, 1 to 24, and our focus memory verse is verse 20. Jesus says this to his anxious friends, "It is I, don't be afraid." Two famous stories in today's passage. Firstly, Jesus feeding the 5,000, and then secondly, Jesus walking on water. And in both stories, there are two challenging conversations Jesus has with his disciples. So, story one, Jesus feeds 5,000 people. We're actually told it's 5,000 men in the passage, as only men were counted in those days. That's why Jesus' inclusion of women in his ministry was so radical. Some commentators actually believe that it was about 14,000 people, including women and children, that were fed that day. That's a lot of bread and fish. Jesus has this short and to the point conversation with his disciples about how to feed these hungry people. They didn't know. So Jesus steps in and feeds the hungry people. Two simple truths here. First, Jesus knows exactly what he's doing, even if his disciples obviously didn't. And that should be a great encouragement to all of us today. Trust Jesus. He knows what he's doing. Second truth, every day make it your aim to be generous, not just in what you have or what you do, but in who you are on the inside. Trust Jesus. Be generous. The second story then begins verse 16. Jesus, after this busy encounter feeding all these people, leaves his disciples to get some space to pray. They row across the lake, planning to meet him on the other side. Storm blows up. They are frightened, we're told. In fact, the word used in verse 19 to describe frightened gives us the English word phobia, which translates as terrified. So these people weren't just slightly fearful, they were absolutely terrified, or scared, senseless, as the Message Bible puts it. People experience fear in all kinds of different ways and react to it differently as well. For some, a situation may just bring mild anxiety, which they get over quickly. But for others, that same situation, they're so fearful that they literally cannot move. The Bible tells us that God is love, 1 John 4, verse 8. And later on in verse 18, that perfect love casts out or banishes fear. So as Christians, we believe that Jesus is God. So when Jesus comes, he casts out all fear. And that's exactly what happens in this story. Over this past week, we've reflected on some deep conversations Jesus had with different people. And this last conversation is very short. In fact, it's a clear statement he gives to his friends. In their distress, he says to them and to us today, "It is I, don't be afraid." As I write this reflection, the D-Day celebrations are being shown on TV, and I was listening to one veteran speaking of his absolute fear as he stepped onto that Normandy beach 75 years ago as a 19-year-old soldier. I was deeply moved as I listened to him, and especially as he admitted he was absolutely terrified, but he just got on with the task before him. Brave people. And we live in troubling times at the moment. Every day seems to bring another challenge, doesn't it? As a nation, we're living in great political, social, economic, and even spiritual uncertainty. Brexit angst still seems to dominate our national, local, and personal lives. Donald Trump, the US president, is visiting the UK along with his 1,000-strong team. Yes, 1,000-strong, figure that one out. The headlines never seem to change, do they? Political unrest, violence on our streets, struggling schools, NHS under pressure, queue at food banks, the list goes on. And you know, such things can bring great uncertainty, intense anxiety and even fear to many. In such times, Jesus still says now as he did then, trust me, live generous lives, and when troubles come, remember, it is I, don't be afraid. So as we take time to have our own prayer conversations with the Lord, be bold to ask him for his help, his guidance and his joy. So be encouraged. The challenges ahead are fleeting and will pass. The joy of the Lord is permanent and is our strength. The best is yet to be. So have a great weekend. Here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, thank you for speaking to us this week as we reflected on the conversations you had with so many different people. And this day, may I know and experience your encouragement as I look to live your generous life and be a blessing to others. Amen. John 6, verses 1 to 24. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There's plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they'd all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who has come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. And when evening came, his disciples went down to the lake. They got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark and Jesus had not yet joined them. And a strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. And when they'd rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I love you, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Of God, I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With a life laid down and surrendered now, I give you everything. It's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing all the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing all the goodness of God.